Jesus goes home to his native place in today's gospel reading. He goes back to Nazareth, the place where he grew up, where people knew him. And he has this moment there where he has no power. He can't work miracles or signs there. He seems to be drained of his power by the people's lack of faith. It seems rather strange to us. How can Jesus be without power? Well, of course, Jesus is God. He could have performed any mighty deed there in Nazareth that he so chose to. But what he didn't want was to become a sideshow, a miracle worker, someone that they put their faith in because of the performance that he puts on. You see, we heard in the gospel that the people in Nazareth had heard about Jesus' mighty deeds. They had heard of his miracles and of his preaching and of his teaching, and he probably had a little bit of a reputation as he returned to Nazareth. And when he gets up in the synagogue to preach and teach, the people say, "Who does this guy think he is? He's the guy who grew up next door to me. What's he doing all this? Why is he doing all these things? Who does he think he is?" See, they had created a box for Jesus. And he was doing things that he shouldn't have been doing in their minds. And so any miracle that Jesus would have performed there in Nazareth would have not been received as an act of faith. It rather would have been received as a performance. And Jesus wants them to believe in him, to trust him, to be in a relationship with him. But that's not where the people were. They had put him in this box, and they were not willing to put their faith in him. So that's why Jesus doesn't perform any mighty deeds there. And he seems to have been paralyzed because of the people's lack of faith. We contrast the lack of faith of the people in Nazareth with the incredible faith that we heard about from St. Paul in the second reading today, the second letter to the Corinthians. Paul speaks about a thorn in the flesh that was given to me. We don't know exactly what this thorn in the flesh was, but what we do know is that it was very difficult for Paul. Perhaps it was some sort of chronic illness or some sort of disability that was probably very painful for him. And Paul tells us that he asked the Lord, he begged the Lord 3 times that this thorn be taken away. And Jesus responded to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." It's in Paul's weakness that the power of Jesus shines forth. And Paul tells us that he puts up with so much insult, hardship, persecution, constraint, weakness. He says, "Because when I am weak, then I am strong." In his weakness, Paul is strong because he's not relying on his own power. He's not relying on his own sheer will, but rather on the grace and power of Jesus. And this is the relationship that Jesus wants with the people of Nazareth. It's the relationship that he wants with each and every one of us. A relationship based on faith and trust. The thorn isn't taken out of Paul's side so that this relationship can grow. And that he can learn, despite all of the manifold gifts and graces that were bestowed upon Paul, so that he could learn to place Jesus at the center, to learn to rely on him. So we might ask ourselves this morning, do we think of our weaknesses as opportunities for the light of Jesus to shine? like Paul? Do we think of our insults and hardships and persecutions and constraints and challenges and all of those many, many things of life? Do we think of them as opportunities to learn to lean more on Jesus? Today, of course, is the 4th of July, Independence Day, a wonderful holiday to celebrate all of the freedoms that we enjoy and the uniqueness of our country and of being Americans. And when we think about Independence Day, weakness is probably not something that comes immediately to mind. On a holiday like this, we like to think of the strength of our country, which is a good thing. But yet we also have to remember that it's how we treat the weakest among us that our country is judged. How we treat the poor, the vulnerable, the immigrant, and above all, the unborn. How we go about protecting the rights that we enjoy, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How we make sure that those are growing and an opportunity for everyone. And as Christians, we have a unique role to play in society for defending these basic rights, especially the right to life. So often today, our society tends to privatize religion. Religion's okay as long as you keep it in your church or it's sort of your own thing. But as Christian believers, we can't keep our faith private. We're compelled to bring our faith into the public square so that our faith informs our decisions. Faith can inform the paths that we take as a nation and a society. So the weakness that we celebrate today, the weakness that we want to celebrate, is how we treat the weakest among us. That is how we can judge our country. So, my friends, today we pray that our faith may be strong. We pray that we may never take offense at Jesus and put him in our own predetermined box for him, like the people of Nazareth. Rather, let's ask Jesus that he might shine through us and that he might especially shine through our weakness.